I'm going to go ahead and say this on your tape because I feel strongly, but it pissed off a lot of people because Roswell's history was totally swept under the carpet during the Olympics because most of it involved Civil War history, and they were afraid that it would bring a negative connotation to the Olympics and everything else. So all this marvelous, marvelous historical flavor of Roswell was just kind of kept hush-hush and quiet until it, like, don't talk about any of that until the Olympics is over with and all these. So it really, really, that stung. It really did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, is that, you've been to all the historic buildings, Bullock Hall.
No, I spent the night in growing up when I was a kid. My one of my best friends, his mother was our den mother. They lived in Bullock Hall. So, you know, it was just his house back then. I mean, I didn't, you know, just spend the night in there and crawl all over the place looking for ghosts. And didn't find many.
But that, is that important to people in town? Do you think that it has has the square and the plantation and the halls?
Oh, I think it is. I mean, Roswell Historical Society is a very active, viable part of the town, and I think Roswell does a lot to preserve its history. Mm-hmm. I'm sure just like everything else, there'd be some people who wouldn't care about it. Other people would think it was politically incorrect. Other people would not care one way or another, but a lot of people are very passionate about Roswell's history. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Roswell's been here a long time.
Mm-hmm. What's up? Yeah, we have 56 minutes right now.
Okay. So we're closing in on our hour or thereabouts, and then we have one other thing to do after that. But one thing I've got left on my list is about shopping in Roswell. Now, nowadays, you know, people go to the mall. But you've talked a little bit about the stores when the lights came on.
Roswell. There were some old supermarkets in Roswell. The one I remember on the corner of Woodstock Road and Canton Street was a grocery store called the Little Later Grocery Store. And it was just an old... I want to say it had sawdust floors, but it had old wooden floors, I think, when they put sawdust on it to keep keep you from slipping and falling on the tomato juice. I don't know, but and they had a meat market back there, we used to go out back and play in the cardboard boxes back there and get them and make forts out of them and things, and they would burn them about once a day at the end of the day, you know, build a big fire and burn all these boxes. But we used to get them and play with them. And, you know, if you've ever been into the back part of a supermarket of any kind, back where the food and the produce is stored and then where they throw, there's a distinct back of the grocery store smell, you know. And I didn't consider it a bad smell. It was just, it smelled like a grocery store, a supermarket back there. And so, and then there was a store, which Aubrey, the fire chief in Roswell for about 36, 37 years, and his family ran the other grocery store. And so I remember going into those, you know, that's where we bought groceries. And the clothing store, there was a, actually where the Little Later grocery store was on the corner of Kent Street and Woodstock Road, they remodeled that after the grocery store moved out and turned it into a clothing store called the 4x8 Discount House. And they sold clothing in there. And then there was a fire there that burned that place. And then now there's a little corner grocery store there and a little Ray's hamburger restaurant. But it used to just be one big building. Mm-hmm.
You've talked about a couple of stores. What about smaller ones? You know,